This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Robert L. Hall, M.D., Appellant versus Unum Life Insurance Company of America Respondent, decided December 16, 2024 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District. In division Robert L. Hall, M.D., Appellant, no, SD38046, versus. Filed, December 16, 2024, Unum Life Insurance Company of America, Respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Butler County. Honorable Michael Pritchett, Judge affirmed Robert Hall, Appellant, appeals the decision of the trial court, granting a motion for summary judgment filed by Unum Life Insurance Company of America, Respondent, and denying Appellant's motion for summary judgment. In 3 points on appeal, Appellant argues that, in one, the trial court erred in granting summary judgment to respondent and denying summary judgment to appellant because appellant was totally disabled under a disability insurance policy prior to December 10, 2012, such that he was eligible for lifetime total disability under the lifetime sickness benefit rider to the policy. Two, the trial court erred in granting summary judgment to respondent and denying summary judgment to appellant because the policy's total disability definition is ambiguous and should be construed in favor of appellant. And three, in the alternative, the trial court erred in granting summary to judgment because a genuine dispute of material fact existed as to whether appellant was totally disabled under the policy. Finding no merit in appellant's points, we affirm the trial court's judgment. Factual background and procedural history respondent issued the policy to appellant with an effective date of December 10, 1992. Appellant's regular occupation under the policy was that of a general surgeon. The material and substantial duties of appellant's occupation as a general surgeon under the policy included surgeries, pre-op exams, post-op exams, reviewing x-rays, labs, administrative work, and emergency consultations. In 2010, appellant joined Pocahontas Medical Group as a general surgeon and began performing surgeries at Five Rivers Medical Center, FRMC. He was credentialed by FRMC to perform various surgical procedures and was expected, as a term of his contract, to devote a minimum of 40 hours per week to patient care within his specialty of general surgery. In addition, appellant was to share and rotate responsibilities for on-call coverage with other physicians, which provide the same type of medical services provided by appellant. Under the policy, appellant was entitled to disability benefits depending on whether he was totally or residually disabled. As relevant to this appeal, the policy defines total disability, or totally disabled, as injury or sickness restricts your ability to perform the material and substantial duties of your regular occupation to an extent that prevents you from engaging in your regular occupation. Residual disability, or residually disabled, is defined as injury or sickness does not prevent you from engaging in your regular occupation, but does restrict your ability to perform the material and substantial duties of your regular occupation, A, for as long a time as you customarily perform them, 3, before the injury or sickness, or B, as effectively as you customarily perform them before injury or sickness. The policy also further defined residual disability to mean that as a result of the same injury or sickness which caused you to satisfy the elimination period, you experience at least a 20% loss of net income in your regular occupation. Regular occupation was defined as the insured's occupation at the time the elimination period begins, which included professionally recognized specialties. The policy further defined an elimination period as a fixed number of days of disability that must pass before benefits are payable, beginning on the first day that you are totally or residually disabled. Benefits under the policy would only be paid until the end of the maximum benefit period, which was defined as the later of A, age 65 policy anniversary, or B, 24 months after disability payments begin. The policy also included the rider, under which appellant was entitled to monthly sickness benefits if, after satisfying the elimination period, he becomes totally disabled, and that such total disability, A, is the result of sickness, which began before the policy anniversary when your age was 60, and while this rider was in effect and B began before the policy anniversary, when your age was 60, and has been continuous until the month for which this benefit is payable. Appellant's age 60 policy anniversary date was December 10th, 2012. In the months preceding June 2012, appellant consistently performed approximately 30 to 70 procedures per month. Beginning in June 2012, appellant's exposure to substances and